This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom. That's right, I'm Billy's boy, and you know when Mom's away, the kids will play. So all week long, speaking of kids, wake them, call the neighbors, get the dog. We are going to a higher level in God that the world will not be familiar with, and that's time for the church to get to that level. Praise God. Well, you know, we've been all week long talking about or preaching and teaching about how to get God to move for you. And I know if you're driving around, you need to get this CD. It's only for $5. You'll hear that at the end of this program. But it's 100%. It'll teach you how to get God to move for you. As a matter of fact, I needed God to move for me so much. And we're going by Philippians 4, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And that, you know, there was a special time in my life when it was a couple years ago. I go to Australia almost every year to teach. And, you know, for some odd reason, Australia loves me when I go over there. And I don't mean that, you know, bragging wise. They're just into sports. I've got a sports background, and they just really love the champion message. And so we were going over, and they really advertise, and I go to some really big churches over there, and it's really just, we just have great times, and oh man, great meetings and miracles and salvations and great things happen. And all of a sudden, you know, and I go for like 5 weeks, so I'm getting ready and I'm taking my kids out to eat their favorite restaurant, buying them a toy. They're not going to see dad for 5 weeks. And all of a sudden, my wallet's missing. And it's not just what, you know, a wallet, like your little wallet you carry. It's I'm talking about, it's got my passport and all my papers, and you can't travel without it. And so it's missing, and I've got to leave in just several hours. Well, the great champion faith man that I am, you know, I'm looking, you know, with beads of sweat coming down my forehead. And this is a time where I really needed God to move for me. And so I'm searching. I go back, trace my steps, go through the mall, go to the toy section, whatever. I go through the restaurant, make people get up, looking underneath where they were eating. And I'm trying to keep my cool, you know, cool preacher man here with the faith. And I just couldn't hardly do it anymore. So my prayer became, as I'm looking at the clock, tick tock, tick tock, it's going down. I'm going to have to cancel this. There's thousands of people. There's churches all over, 5 weeks full, waiting, spend a lot of money. I can't cancel this because, you know, I can't go without a passport. I mean, they just won't let you show up with a note from Mom. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and if you can imagine this prayer, this was my prayer. Here's Mr. Champions for Christ faith man. If you can imagine me grabbing both sides of my hair, my prayer was, God, help, God, Lord, help me. I mean, you talk about a care-filled prayer. And Paul in Philippians says, get your care out of your prayer and add thanksgiving in there. Then let your request be made known to God. That's what we're talking about. And then the peace of God, God will make his move. The peace will come and you'll hear him. And I'm sitting there, God, help me. God, I need this wallet. God, don't you understand? And I was trying to quote verses. I couldn't. All I could say was like, angels, go. You know, the blood. That's all I could, you know, because all of this care and this worry and this thoughts were coming into my mind. So finally, I stripped the house. We looked everywhere. We didn't know what to do. My wife and I, you make the call. No, you make the call. I can't make the call. And all of this care was going on. And finally, Mom called. Thank God for mamas. Amen. And I've got a really good mama, by the way. And she calls me at the right time. And she said, now, honey, in her sweet little voice, you know, I know you're going to Australia and I won't see you in a while. I just wanted you to tell all the pastors hi and be blessed. And, you know, I love Mom and I love her sweet little voice. But at that particular time, with all the care and worry that was going through my mind, I didn't want to hear that sweet little voice. I was going, Mom! She's like, what? I can't find my wallet. So you can understand, I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to teach this and preach this, and I just want you to know, I'm telling on myself here. I can't see, all this pressure was on me. Well, that's what God said. Get the care out. Get the pressure out. Cast it upon me. You can't hear me with that pressure in there, and you can't hear God with that pressure in yours. And Paul tells us how to get it out. The Bible tells us how to get it out. But anyway, she said, Charles Kent Brim, and that was my full name, and if you know anything about that, you're already in trouble when she says your full name, but she said, did I not teach you about how to get God to move that chess match when you were little? And every time you did it, it worked. And I said, yes, Mom, but no buts about it. She said, now let's just do what the Bible says to do. First thing it says, to get the care out. So we get this care out. We cast it upon you, Lord. And it says that, and we went in all into that. And she said, now start thanking him. Start thanking him for the good things. Start loving him. Start worshiping him. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Here's what I was doing, just to go along with it. God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I thank you. God, I love you. And I really, it wasn't really heart-filled. You know what I'm talking about? And then all of a sudden, Mom said, Chip, she knew that my thoughts weren't there. And that, see, merimneo, the Greek word for care, is thoughts. You can't let those thoughts stay there. She said, Chip, do you remember when your little boy got attacked when he was 2 years old and you came out of the emergency room and they said he was either going to be in a coma or he was going to die? And do you remember that time? And about that time, little Caleb ran across the lawn and I said, yeah, God, yeah, there he is right there just having fun and playing. I said, yeah. And I see what Mom was doing? She was getting my thoughts on the right track. And that's what Paul said to do. Don't let your care stay there. Start thanking him for the good things. Cast them out. And then she said, Mom said, do you remember your wife? And you remember how I always told you it's what's on the inside that counts and that's the only thing that matters? But you were a little bit concerned about what's on the outside too and you wanted something good on the inside and the outside. And I said, yeah, Mom. And so, and she gave you your loving, beautiful wife, Candace. She's Candy, I'm Chip. We're kind of like God's little concession stand. But anyway, and then about that time, Candy's looking through, and she's just helping me with all her heart, and she's just the best woman in the world. And I said, Lord, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my life. And see, what she did is she got my thoughts off of that. I casted those thoughts, and I started thanking God. Now, Mom said, now. Now, Mom goes by the book. Now, Lord, we want to make a request. Chip has a wallet. And you know right where it's at. There's not much time, but that doesn't matter. We thank you for that wallet. And we give you glory and honor. Amen. And I said, amen. And so we were hanging out the phone and she goes, wait. I said, yeah, Mom. She goes, I saw it. I saw it in the spirit. I said, where is it? She goes, it's by some clothes. I said, Mom, I've checked my clothes a million times. She goes, hush. She didn't want me to get back in that care, you see. And she said, hush, it's not in clothes you're wearing today. It's near old clothes. Well, I didn't know what that meant, but she said, all right, tell everybody I said hi and have a great time in Australia. Bye-bye. So we hung up. Now, I had the decision to make. Am I going to get back in care or am I going to just keep casting my care and being in thanksgiving? So I began to keep thanking God, loving God, praising him and worshiping him. And not knowing it to me, I walked and I was led by God to my bedroom. I wasn't thinking about going right here, go down this hall, take a left. I knelt down, looked under the bed, looked under there 100 times before, and all of a sudden I saw this old suitcase in it. But it caught my attention this time because Mom saw in the spirit old clothes. Well, this suitcase had a bunch of old clothes in it. I pulled that thing out and it was stuck kind of, you know, And there it was underneath it, and it had little puppy dog chew marks on it, which we were babysitting our dog, our niece's dog, and it had taken it from the nightstand, and it had buried it underneath there. I would have never looked there. I would have missed the meeting. All of the great miracles and all of the salvations would have never happened, but I'm telling you right now, I prayed for about 3 hours pulling my hair in care, and I did not get a single answer from God. All I got was heavenly crickets, and I don't even think they were heavenly crickets. I think they were demonic crickets, but anyway, that's all I heard was crickets, and I'm telling you, less than 5 minutes, the peace of God came on me, and it led me right to that wallet. Now, that's how you get God to move for you. You make your move, cast your care, and start adding thanksgiving in there. Then God will never fail to make his move, and what is his move? The peace of God will come down. And then verse 7 is God. Verse 8 of Philippians 4, it says how to keep it. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, pure, just, lovely, whatso things are good report, think on these things. That's how you keep that care out. Think on these things. And then he says this, those things which you've learned, have you learned anything, received or heard or seen in me, do it. Don't just be a hearer, be a doer of the word. And the God of peace shall be with you. I like what the Amplified says. It says, practice what you've learned. Practice what you heard. Practice what you've seen. Practice and model your way of living on it. And the peace of God will be with you. And that's how we hear, folks. That's it. And, you know, the Bible teaches us how to keep, you know, it teaches us bring every thought into captivity. Don't think on the bad things. I like how the Bible says, take no thought saying. See, once a thought comes into your mind, start speaking. If you start speaking, that thought can't stay there. You start speaking the word. You start speaking faith. You start speaking what you know, what's inside of you. That's why it's important to study to show thyself approved. So you start speaking. Speaking. Why do you think David said this? Why do you think David in Psalm 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul? Well, he was talking to his soul. He told his soul, his mind, to bless the Lord. And all that is within me, now he's talking to his whole flesh. Bless his holy name and forget not his benefits. So he was talking to himself. So take no thought when those thoughts come, saying. To take no thought saying. Now, glory to God. I don't know if you're ready to make your move and let God move for you, but I am. And I don't know about you, and I don't know what's bothering you or what battle you're going through or what's stealing your peace, but can you think of a single time when worry or fretfulness ever helped you in a situation get better? Jesus even said it in Matthew 6, and who of you by worrying about or being anxious can add one unit of measure to your stature or to the span of your life? Don't worry about these things. And I urge you, like Paul, put an end to worry once and for all. Because if you let worry in for a moment, it will become a habitual part of your thought life, turning you into a worrier. And you know who a worrier is? One who never knows a moment's peace because you're out of position from hearing God. It's time to get in the right position to hear God. We are the hearing church. That's what Revelation says. Brother Hagin said, one of the greatest things we can do is get in a position to hear from God. Get in a position where we move, and God will move, and it'll work every time. Glory to God. I'm so glad you've been listening, and you've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with me, Chip Brim, Billy's boy. Today's teaching and all week's teaching is available for $5. Man, I'm telling you, you can't beat it. Also, you can get my book for a special price of $8, Are You a Champion for Christ? And you can order these things by simply calling 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877. Or our 800 number, 1-800-972-3447, 3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And don't forget the 2008 C4C Champions for Christ Youth Rally. Your kids still have time to join us in beautiful Branson, Missouri. You talk about great preaching and teaching, turning your kids into champions for Christ. When we go to Silver Dollar City, we have fun, and God shows up. Billy Brim, my mom, preaches and teaches to the kids. They love her. Steve Munns and Go Ministries from Minnesota and myself. It's July 28th through August 1st. And sign up. Don't miss it. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I am Chip Brim. This is Chip Brim. I'm Billy's boy saying, see you at the next level.